My name's Anna Frizzell and I'm the Sustainability Manager for the RNLI.
So tell me about your friend Jules then.
I would say my friend Jules, what came into my head straight away was like a drug dealer almost, gets you addicted. I see, in my view, society is addicted to energy. I mean, even in my lifetime, when I was a kid growing up in London in the 1970s, late 60s and early 70s, we used to have power cuts all the time. And it was a bit kind of fun then. And, you know, we'd have takeaway for tea because mum couldn't cook and we'd be by candlelight and torches. But now, if those same kind of things happen on a regular basis, the whole world grinds to a halt. We had a 6-hour power cut here, nothing to do with us, late last year, and everyone was just completely crippled. We basically had to send most people home. So for me, my friend Jules is definitely a drug pusher, getting people hooked on electricity, particularly, and energy. And I think that's why we need to think about maybe solar and renewable energy as more the kind of natural vitamin exercise type high than being stuck on electricity as a drug. And that's, if you like, a way of fueling our lives in a healthy way rather than an addictive, controlling way. So yeah, that's my friend Jules, druggy.